Message number 1088. It was for these poor souls that I cried tears of blood in the Garden of Gethsemane. Tuesday, April 1, 2014 at 21:00. My dearly beloved daughter, sometimes the speed and growth of this holy mission can be overwhelming. It is important that my word is heard in all countries and that the crusade of prayer groups are set up in every nation and especially in countries where I am not revered. Never allow the intensity of this word to overshadow the reason why I must reach out to the world. I want even the most hardened of souls who have no desire to allow the Holy Spirit to touch their hearts to listen and to hear what I say and to understand my promise. My plan of salvation is not the preserve of the most faithful, it is for everyone, including those whose blackened souls may disgust you. It was for these poor souls that I cried tears of blood in the Garden of Gethsemane. They were the souls of the bitter, the lost, the lovers of the beast which were displayed before me by Satan. He showed me how many would still reject me despite my offering up to God of my willingness and my desire to redeem the world by my death on the cross. My pain for these souls is excruciating, and you, my daughter, must never ignore my desire to reach out to non-believers. No matter how you are despised, spat at, and cursed, you must rise above the hatred which will always be leveled at this mission and bring me these souls no matter what the cost. Bring me my beloved followers and then those who do not know me or those who may not know me. Then bring me the souls of those who hate me. This must be the goal of each of you. When you bring me these poor sorrowful souls, I will bequeath to them great graces so that I can draw them into my mercy. When you look around you and see the souls of those with whom you come into contact who are oblivious to my plan to come again, you must reach out to them and consecrate them to me. You will bring me great comfort and joy when you do this, for then I can do anything to unite all souls anywhere. Go and multiply, for the way has been prepared. It has been a short time since I first called out to the world through this mission. Yet it has been an arduous journey, and now all paths will subdivide and branch out so that not one nation will be excluded. Such is my mercy. Your Jesus.